WTAW News time is 7:06. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Construction is well underway on the site of College Station's 9th Elementary School. That didn't stop school and city officials from doing a ceremonial groundbreaking Thursday. Among those donning a hard hat and holding a golden shovel was Spring Creek Principal Stormy Hickman.
I'm so excited to be a part of the soon-to-be Spring Creek Elementary and all the parents and staff and students who are going to call this their school home starting next year. It's so exciting, and it wouldn't be possible without all the work of all the people who are here.
Spring Creek is located in the Castlegate subdivision on W.S. Phillips Parkway off Victoria. The Bryan School District has won an appeal to the Texas Education Agency that results in Crockett Elementary meeting state standards instead of needing improvement.
The tears of joy on the face of the faculty at Crockett and the cheering of the students when they knew that their school had met accountability was really awesome and a moving experience, I think, for all of us.
BISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the state agreed to add what were high scores on standardized tests taken in English by 15 Spanish-speaking students. This week's Bryan and College Station school board meetings included the yearly reorganization of board officers. There were no changes in College Station, where Valerie Yokin remains president, Paul Dorsett vice president, and Jeff Harris board secretary. There were changes in Bryan. Unanimous votes were made following an executive session for the better part of 2 hours. David Stasny, who was just elected to his 9th term, will be serving as president for the 3rd time. Tommy Vasquez is the new vice president, and Felicia Benford will continue as secretary. The longest-serving district judge in Brazos County was honored Thursday at a retirement reception. Two-thirds of J.D. Langley's career has included presiding at naturalization ceremonies. Harvey Lugo of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office says Langley has administered the oath to nearly 2,500 people since 1991.
He actually breaks down every word of the Oath of Allegiance, making it very significant, expressing to the applicants how important a step they are taking and how this is going to impact on them, their family, for generations to come. So, Judge, you've made that a meaningful oath for all these people for generations to come.
Langley is the only state district judge in Texas authorized to naturalize new Americans. One of Governor Perry's last public speeches will be at his alma mater. He'll be speaking at the Winter Commencement Convocation Service December 18th, the day before the midterm graduation exercises. The convocation at Rudder Auditorium is open to the public. Back on the Bryan City Council after a two-year hiatus, Mike Sutherland has hit the ground running. He and City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada were on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We love this. We love to argue with one another. But when it's done, we're done. When we're done, you know, it's over, you know?
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
Mike called me the morning after the election, and we talked for about an hour. And at the end of the call, he said, well, obviously, we're going to be arguing a lot. I said, obviously.
Sutherland, who served two terms as the council's at-large member, is now representing single-member District 4. Registration for the BCS Christmas Parade ends today at 5. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zornemann Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zornemann Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Join us for pizza, Pepsi, and puppies this Saturday, November 22nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Share the love. Dog adoption fees waived. Join us at Sterling Subaru, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Voted best in the Brazos 13 straight years. Go to normagtractor.com.
Moisture will come off the Gulf of Mexico today. We'll see scattered showers. We may see a thunderstorm. We continue to warm up 70 to possibly 75 today. Scattered showers will taper off overnight 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are possible. High 70 to 75. They end tomorrow night. Lows 55 to 60. Sunday's the better of the two weekend days. Lots of sunshine on Sunday. Highs will make their way up to about 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the high school football report. A&M had their media day yesterday for football. A&M soccer is getting ready for round two of the NCAAs. A&M men's basketball on the court early yesterday morning. They'll play again this morning. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
All right, as far as the numbers are concerned for our chance of rain, and it's been just kind of drippy for a while, since last night, as a matter of fact. But anyhow, look for a high temperature today, like he said, in the 70s. But chances of rain, looking at 60% today, 30% tonight, where we're, turning on the lights in downtown Bryan this evening. So we can just turn the rain off while we turn the lights on. That'd be good. 63 will be the low. Saturday, 90% chance of showers, and some of them could be severe. And then an 80% on Saturday night. Then it all goes away. And on Sunday, we're looking at a high temperature of 78 degrees, which would be all right. As far as the rain, really, we got some going on over toward Huntsville and then down into Houston. Houston's probably pretty nice about right now with the old rush hour stuff going on, but they got a lot of that. And then actually, behind that, there's not much rain. So it's like this band goes all the way up to Texarkana and kind of heads over to the east. But at least right now, that's all the shower activity we see. And it's green, so it means there's nothing too terribly bad about that. Okay, so where were we discussing the other day? How don't we have enough laws in Texas? I mean,
just in general, period, full stop.
Yeah, I mean, do we just kind of feel like there's probably enough out there? Well, Legislative committee in Utah wants to bring the firing squad back as one of the primary methods of executing condemned criminals.
Goodness.
Yeah, the Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Interim Committee said yesterday that they wanted to endorse legislation that would make firing squads the method for carrying out the executions if the drugs needed for the lethal injections aren't available anymore. Gary Gilmore, Executioner Song, remember that? That was kind of a big deal back when it was published years ago. Firing squads. Used to be that you had your options of firing squad or hanging in Utah.
Well, bullets is almost expensive as the medicine
is
now.
That's true. Yeah. It's a fairly direct way to take care of it.
I've heard some argue that the firing squad is the more humane method. If properly executed, no.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't have any more on this than the one line I got in front of me. Two U.S. naval ships, it says here, accidentally collided in the Gulf of Aden during the training extra operations they were having there.
As opposed to on purpose?
Yeah, really.
Bumper boats.
I guess that could be part of the deal. Yeah, training. Okay, let's say that you're in a collision. And again, whose fault is it? Will we ever find out? And I don't know how big the boats were. I mean, they could have been small, but they could have been big ones. And the thing is, they move pretty slowly in the water. It seems like you'd be able to know that was happening. Maybe they got radar that would take care of that, but nonetheless. So you're looking for a career. Forget about studying to get into a good college, working hard and landing a stable job. The real money apparently is in affection. People magazine reports a new business is called Cuddle Up to Me in Portland, Oregon.
I couldn't believe it when I saw it.
It's in Portland, okay? Speaks volumes right there.
Put a bird on it.
Yeah. Do what?
Put a bird on it.
Of course, yeah.
From Portland.
And
yeah,
exactly. For people who watch it. People magazine reports Cuddle Up to Me in Portland is making a killing since they opened their doors. Yep, it's a professional cuddling shop. It offers hair strokes and hand holding.
$60 a session, 1 hour.
Samantha Hess tells the TV station there that the idea came to her during a very dark time when she was willing to pay for a hug. Joint has four different themed rooms. Employees, they employ three cuddlers. And you say charges $60 an hour. Mom writes and says, calls, texts, asks her daughter what she's doing. I'm a cuddler.
Oh, no, I want to see that business card.
Yeah.
You're a what?
You've been in bed with how many men? Yeah. And don't get the wrong idea. I mean, you know, it's not anything improper.
No.
It's just, you know.
It's cuddling. It's
being able to do this.
Basically, it's somebody that wasn't good at massage.
Yeah, that's it. We can get halfway there. Boom,
it's
halfway
a step
there.
Back from massage.
Instagram has become a central focus in teens' lives. It is the fastest-growing social network among your 14 to 17-year-olds. Parents, take note. 59% of them say they use it more than they did a year ago, according to the teen market research group, the Cassandra Report. What has Instagram got that the others don't, Patrick?
Why is it
attractive to 14 to 17s, I guess?
I'll tell you, there's not really a website component to it.
Okay.
It's pretty much all app-based.
Okay.
And parents aren't on it.
For the most part, yeah.
That too.
It's not as clear how to get people to follow you or follow other people.
Oh, all right. So not anonymity, but necessarily independence, if you will. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say you walk into a shop, a store, a shopatorium. You're in a store. And you're looking, first of all, for a sales clerk. That sometimes can be a problem. Then you want to find a sales clerk who's knowledgeable, which would be even more helpful, okay? So that's what you need. You're looking for, and obviously employers want that. They want people working for them who will be knowledgeable about products. But if there's so many products, how can they quickly be knowledgeable? So would you be put off if you walk in and the salesperson who is there to help you is walking around with a mobile device? Okay, like they've got a pad,
mm-hmm,
where they can show you and maybe answer questions, or you can look together at the mobile device to better answer the questions the shoppers have. There's some interesting takeaways. A company called Tulips Retail talked about 2014 Sales Associates Interaction Study, and they found that about 75% of shoppers are frustrated because associates do not have product knowledge. And even more than that, almost 80% of the shoppers expect associates to know store information. Well, again, if it's a big store with a lot of different brands or lots of different specific products, that's pretty hard, especially for a new employee to be able to learn. They've got a learning curve to do. 79% expect associates to know inventory details. So, not coincidentally, by the way, this company happens to make an app to help retail sales associates stay on top of the information. So, they put out a survey that said, you need our product. Wow. That is outstanding marketing right there.
Speaking of marketing, how are you working on the fake check stubs? And
you know, I don't know. Last week, if y'all don't, we were talking about the freshman members of Congress being in D.C. and that it's expensive to live in D.C., obviously. So I just decided to hop up on Craigslist D.C. to see what does housing cost inside the Beltway or whatever. And I happened to find a person who will, shall we say, reproduce very authentic looking pay stubs, so that, because they're obviously landlords who want some sort of proof as to how much money you're making, and a pay stub is what they want to see, and they promise callback numbers and fax numbers and phone numbers that really, really do work. You can get three check stubs for $75. Doesn't matter that.
I
don't know.
We're getting some sort of alien signals in our headphones, folks. Y'all may not be able to hear it. Apparently a person whose business is to make fake paycheck stubs that will obviously qualify you for, I guess, some sort of housing that maybe in the real world you wouldn't be able to afford. I can't imagine people would use that for ill-gotten gain or wrong purposes, would they?
Nah.
Not the first movie about Bear Bryant. If you'll remember, I think we had one that Gary Busey played. Came here and shot some footage, as a matter of fact. John Voight now is going to be playing University of Alabama football coach Paul Bear Bryant in an upcoming film, which is called Woodlawn. Movie is centered on a player named Tony Nathan, who played during the 1973-74 season at Woodlawn High School in Birmingham. And during the forced integration of Alabama's public high schools at the time, Nathan was recruited by Bryant to play at the University of Alabama, went on to a successful career also in the pros. So there you go. It's going to be another Bear Bryant movie out there. Okay, 722 in Great Britain. I guess we knew this was going to have to happen someplace. Didn't think it would happen in Great Britain. A bus powered by human poo. Gone into service between the towns of Bath and Bristol.
That's a spectacular place.
Bath.
I didn't get to travel much, but I made it to Bath.
Yeah.
Roman Bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The so-called bio bus seats 44 passengers and runs on fuel generated by processing sewage and food waste. Travels up to 186 miles on a single tank of fuel. The fuel is produced by a company named Geneco. A spokesperson for the bio bus says it's actually powered by people living in the local area. Okay, yeah, it's all.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair, your Bryant dealer doing whatever it takes. There's something new at Superior Air Repair. It's our new phone number, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. That's 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Now when you need air conditioning or heating service, call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at superiorairrepair.com. Easy to remember, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR from Superior Air Repair. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Good morning. It's 7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Folks at Peach Creek Vineyards invite you out this weekend. You're going, but wait, it's raining. Well, you know, they have a covered area, actually, out there, and the temperatures are going to be very, very pleasant. So go out and visit with the folks at Peach Creek Vineyards. They're generally open on Saturdays from noon until 6 and on Sundays from 1 until 5, but other times on request, and you can enjoy tastings of wine, either by the glass or the bottle. You can purchase cheese and cracker trays or s'mores packages if you want to, or you can bring your own snacks, but most importantly, an opportunity for you to kind of enjoy the quiet of Southern Brazos County out near Peach Creek and also enjoy the wine that they produce right there at Peach Creek Vineyards. Now, in addition, Peach Creek Vineyards has a gift shop. They have lots of different wine-centric type items. One of the things they have that you might look at for giving are wine candles, come in repurposed wine bottles. There's also wine glass necklaces. This is kind of an interesting thing. They will hold your wine glass, obviously, on something that you put around your neck. It's kind of fun. Now, just generally, also, you'll find that Texas olive oil from the Lone Star Olive Ranch in Madisonville is available. It's they have EVOO, and they have garlic-infused and lemon-infused as well. Great for cooking or for dipping sauces. So lots of reasons for you to stop and visit them at Peach Creek Vineyards. You can follow on peachcreekvineyards.com. Also, look them up on their Facebook page. And the other thing you can do is if you want to have a party or a gathering out there, then be in touch with them. Peach Creek Vineyard. Stop out and see them in southern Brazos County.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. It's a good thing the Nissan Altima gets great gas mileage because once you start driving it, you won't want to stop. Right now, get the 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for a nice guy price of only $18,988. Just $18,988 for a brand new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Model code 13115. Two or more at this price. Price includes 2267 Douglas discount, 1250 Nissan customer cash, $1,000 NMAC captive cash.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KX HD. Join Lee Benson and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD. Sunday nights are special on KAGS with the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Sunday nights at 11, known for its precision military marching formations, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is the largest military marching band in the nation. Join Dr. Bruce Bockhorn for a look at life inside the band and see their halftime drill. It all starts with NBC's Sunday Night Football, Aggie Sports Overtime, and the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Only on KAGS, your Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Station. KAGS, local people, living here, working here.
Good morning, it's 7:26, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Showers likely and some thunderstorms possibly. High about 73. We'll have a 60% chance of rain during the day today. 30% chance of rain tonight where it'll be 63. 90% chance of rain, and some of it could be severe on Saturday. And then an 80% chance of rain on Saturday night. Low of 57. Clears out, and 78 is our high temperature forecast for Sunday with lots of sunshine. Sunny and 65 for Monday and Tuesday as well. As far as rain, there's light rain in the general area, and especially as you head down toward Houston and over toward Huntsville. Right now the winds are out of the south at southeast at 6 miles an hour. And we've got overcast skies, and it's 61.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the Berkeley City Council's at it again. On Tuesday, they're set to vote on a plan to put mandatory stickers on gas pumps to warn customers that burning fuel contributes to global warming. By the way, they're voting on this just days after every single state in the nation registered below freezing temperatures. Supporters want the stickers to motivate drivers to drive less. It's a guilt campaign. Council member Chris Worthington, who authorized the proposal, said the goal is not to stop people from buying gasoline, but to remind them that there are green and clean alternatives to choose from. At a mere $20,000 annually, this is a very inexpensive proposal that is simply educational, he says. Polly Armstrong of the Berkeley Chamber of Commerce has a different take. She would rather use that money to encourage people to buy more electric cars. She envisions stickers that say, I live in Berkeley and I drive a hybrid and I'm better than you. Now look, this is gutless. Berkeley was the first city to ban styrofoam. They were the first to tax sugary drinks. If the city council of Berkeley wants to lead on this issue, they should stop playing around the margins. What's a stupid sticker going to do? Who's that going to convince? And if there are as many green alternatives as they say there are, if global warming is as real as they think it is, then deal with it. Ban gasoline in the city limits. Do that and change the world, morons.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-214-8537. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-214-8537. That's 1-800-214-8537. Call 1-800-214-8537.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There was a standing room only crowd inside the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. The audience gave a standing ovation to District Judge J.D. Langley, who is retiring after nearly 30 years behind the bench.
I wouldn't have even been able to do anything if the people of the county had not elected me by that 16-vote margin.
He started as a county court-at-law judge.
It was Alton Bowen that walked into my home that election night in 1985 who said, where is Landslide Langley?
Langley will continue to preside over selected cases as a visiting senior district judge. Returning City Councilman Mike Sutherland received an explanation about the city's $35,000 election budget on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
When you go from two single-member districts to five or citywide, your costs are going to go up, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the bulk of that.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada also told Sutherland it didn't cost the city as much to advertise in the newspaper compared to what candidates were charged.
They're not a governmental entity, and by law, they have to give us their lowest
published rate.
We didn't spend that much.
Strada says the city-funded election materials were to provide information about the charter amendments and not to suggest how Bryan residents should vote. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included changes in the board leadership following an executive session that lasted more than 1.5 hours. There's a new president. David Stasny succeeds Doug Wanaberger. It's the third time Stasny has led the board. He was just elected to his 9th three-year term, and there's a new vice president as Tommy Vasquez replaces Kelly Levy. Felicia Benford continues as board secretary. The College Station School Board also selected its leaders for the upcoming year. No changes were made as Valerie Yokin continues as president, Paul Dorsett as vice president, and Jeff Harris as board secretary. There was no stopping concrete trucks and other construction vehicles during Thursday's ceremonial groundbreaking of Spring Creek Elementary School in College Station.
I'd just like to welcome everybody here to Spring Creek Elementary. And our concrete truck is coming through. Which I may wait a little bit on. Wait for another truck to come down.
Superintendent Clark Ely thanked the partners involved in the land acquisition and construction of the district's 9th elementary, which will open next fall. The Texas Education Agency has granted an appeal from the Bryan School District.
The story here is a great one for the Crockett Rockets. They felt they'd put in the hard work. The kids felt great about it.
BISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the state upgraded Crockett Elementary from a school needing improvement to one that meets state standards. Webb says the state decided to include standardized test results from 15 Spanish-speaking students who took the test in English.
High-performing students were taken out of the school's data and not allowed to count on the school's behalf. And so our appeal is that's just wrong for kids. That's wrong across the state. That's wrong for Crockett's kids. It's wrong, period.
The TEA will update its website and accountability information early next month. The day before midterm graduation at Texas A&M, graduates, their guests, and the public will be hearing from a former student. Rick Perry, A&M class of 1972, will be making one of his last public appearances before stepping down as the state's longest-serving governor. Perry is the guest speaker at the winter commencement convocation the evening of December 18th at Rudder Auditorium. For the first time since the drought began in 2011, there's talk now of cattle producers rebuilding their herds. It's the classic law of supply and demand, according to Texas A&M agricultural economist Dr. David Anderson. He says beef prices have risen so much, they make raising cattle, even with higher costs of feed, profitable again.
Those high prices allow ranchers at least the expectation to be able to buy replacement animals and new cows to start having more calves to produce more beef.
Anderson says the result will be good news for consumers. He says this will bring down beef prices. Meantime, the annual cost estimate is out for next week's dinner of turkey and trimmings, and the price in Texas is less than the national average.
The Texas Farm Bureau Thanksgiving Meal Report finds the traditional Texas-style Thanksgiving dinner for 10 will cost $46.79 this year. That's nearly a 3% savings over last year. The report shows a decrease of $1.29 from the 2013 report. The survey records the cost of 10 holiday staples to feed 10 people, including turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
And early information of an accident that's just occurred at Highway 21 West and 2818. We'll be seeking more information, and if we find more, we'll give it to you. Registration for the BCS Christmas Parade ends today at 5. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News time is 7:36 and 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We'll have more news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Scott DeLucia. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton College Station. Then you shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline to drop off the angel gifts is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They, along with Lennox, offering you up to a $1,300 rebate on a complete home heating or cooling system. Get in touch with Barker's Heating and Cooling today.
Clouds will have those around throughout the day. We'll also see some widely scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, 70 to 75. Showers are possible tonight. They'll taper off late, low 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms return by tomorrow afternoon, high 70 to 75. Those will end tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clearing and drier for Sunday. Sunshine will lead to highs around 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we're a different team at the beginning of the year. You know, you saw us play really since the last bye week and at Auburn. We had a bunch of guys on the field that didn't even go.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the injury bug, and A&M football had their media day yesterday. We'll cover more of that for you. A&M basketball is actually in Puerto Rico. We'll have that. And A&M soccer is getting ready for round two of the NCAA playoffs that are happening right here in Aggieland. All that and more coming up in sports in about 11 minutes.
We'll be here next Thursday when it's Thanksgiving. We'll be playing the LSNUs, and then we're going to be here on Friday. So, guys, I don't know exactly what to do with next Friday. I mean, do we begin our holiday? Oh, excuse me. Our Christmas music.
Yeah, don't you say holiday.
On Friday, or do we wait, until it actually gets into December?
You guys play Christmas?
Yeah. Only if we can pick some of them, because some of the stuff you got last year was just crap.
Boy, Scott just doesn't like Christmas music and does everything he can to drive a stake in his heart. And, you know, when Coach Sumlin said we're a different team than we were at the start of the year, I realized we're the same damn old team we've been for, 10 years now.
Yeah, or longer. Yeah,
I know.
Will
which
Muschamp,
means,
yeah.
Which means that I know that you will not take care of the Christmas music duties. Kevin, you're in charge. You're the new Christmas music director.
Guess
for
what?
WTAW.
Guess what? Just start talking, Kevin. Just read a script or just start talking, okay? You. Go. You. You.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to do.
Yeah, what?
<You're>
gonna... Say so.
I got your stupid donuts this morning.
But anyway, the holidays are coming up. And, of course, that changes so many things in our lives. And, You know, when you have questions about travel...
Oh, boy, here comes the setup.
Who better than the TSA to remind you...
And the pitch!
Yeah. ...that this year, as you get ready to board your plane to go to Grandma's house or wherever...
No chainsaws?
Leave the chainsaws at home!
No fake chainsaws.
No!
No chainsaw sound effects either, I'll
TCA,
bet.
TCA, TSA, them too. Making its annual...
I do not know what your sound is. I'm sorry.
Please... Oh, you don't know what that is. It sounds like somebody's got their cell phone that's receiving text messages or something. But again, y'all may not be able to hear it.
It's on the air. We're sharing it with the press.
You could hear it.
Even
if we're not high def. Okay. Mm-hmm. Please don't make holiday travel more miserable than it already is. TSA officials Well, I told you the story. We had to go through the airport once, and then the flight got canceled. Had to go pick up our bags and go back through. And the second time, I had to take my shoes off.
It's just a dream come true.
It is.
Isn't it?
I'm
flying tomorrow.
Are you?
So, yeah.
Can you tell us where you're going?
Grandkids. Today's Lily's last day. She's retiring after all these years from Bryan ISD.
Your grandkids live over on I-35. Why are you flying over there?
They live in South Carolina. Thanks for keeping
up. Oh, did they move?
Yes,
I didn't know that. Yeah, when did they move?
About 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
but anyway.
Where in South Carolina?
Right outside of Auburn.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And
Auburn's not in South Carolina.
Let's see. It's in Seneca, Greensville, Spartanburg area. Okay. Where is that?
Auburn is pretty much in Alabama.
Okay. Where is that? What school is that?
Well, there's South Carolina.
Clemson is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Woo! Clemsoning.
That was a
pretty
close
nice
one.
Place. Pretty nice place.
It's not bad. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going over there tomorrow. So you're flying baby jet out of Houston?
I don't know. They promised to pick me up at a big airport and fly me over there. So I whatever they want to put me on, I guess it's fine.
Good luck, because a guy told me once who flies little airplanes, be careful. They're just like a beautiful girl. Eventually, they'll break your heart.
Really?
You ever hear that?
Yikes.
Yeah, so there.
Well, we add another Xanax to the mix then before getting on that plane.
That's right. 4 tons of prohibited items are collected every year just at JFK alone. Over the past year, the TSA has confiscated sparklers, nunchucks, fake chainsaws, and lots of toy weapons.
How stupid. Okay, toy guns, I can see. I need to check and make sure Lily didn't buy any of that for the grandkids.
That's right, see, for the, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Nunchucks?
I don't know.
And what are they doing confiscating fake chainsaws? You know it's not life-size. It's got to be one of those things the little kids have. They go vroom, vroom, or something like that.
I know, we were going, through and found a corkscrew that we probably hadn't used in 2 years that was stuffed in a piece of baggage. That meant it had gone through other airports undetected, which really has got to make you feel pretty good.
I know, but it's just going to happen.
I guess haven't found a good way to screen for finger guns yet.
You see the one with the guy that got busted for a picture of a gun?
No.
No.
Guy tries to rob a store. Hang on. 34-year-old man went to a grocery store in England last week, walked to the staff, told them he was robbing the place, and threatened to kill them if they didn't give money, whipped out a gun.
Gub.
It was a picture of a gub.
Perfect.
The employers weren't quite as intimidated as the picture would let on.
Just look at that. Just look at that right there.
Don't make me use it. I'm not afraid.
You don't like paper cuts, do you? Yeah. By the way, a big PR shout-out to the College Station Independent School District.
Oh, really?
Well, sure. I mean... What better time to have a groundbreaking than after construction has already begun and they had to even stop the ceremony to let the trucks get in? Now, that's a great PR job.
That is Bryan Broadcasting level stuff.
That's
the kind of crap we would pull, I promise you.
Because if, in fact, you want to see your bond dollars at work, you're out there actually getting to see your bond dollars at work. So good on them for that. Congratulations.
Could actually turn some real dirt, not that... stupid place sand.
Well, could it be that they were going through the warehouse and they found 5 gold shovels and they needed to do something with them?
Stop it. Do you think it's fair for me to wake Lily up now whenever I have to get up in the morning?
I think that's only
work?
Yep.
Because I mean, she's retired now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. She is.
So after today, the problem is I haven't really been getting up at the time when she has to get up.
Right.
So I have to I just wonder.
Yeah.
Maybe I could accidentally wake her up in the morning and like toss a cat on her or something like that.
Now, have there been
rodent control?
Forrest, stop that. Golly.
Yeah, really.
Leave her alone. She's sleeping.
When was the last time you had those when you had that teacher moment where y'all were out someplace and one of her students saw her? Because it's always that thing where you see your student someplace where you wouldn't expect
it. It always happens.
Does it?
We were in line in Paris at the Eiffel Tower, and we heard, "Oh, hi, Mrs. Downs. What are you doing here?
Fancy meeting you here." Well, I was kind of thinking more Home Depot, but yeah. I mean, if you want to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, it's worse than that. Yeah. It's worse than that. Yeah. I was at a market in England in the middle of London one day, and there's a street teamer coming up. You know, one of the Candy 95 street team. Mr. Downs? Well, yes, that is me.
Why wasn't she wearing her T-shirt?
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Parents want their teenagers to learn important life lessons. I know I do, but there's one area moms and dads usually overlook: marriage. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Right now, a lot of you are probably thinking, what? Talk to my teenagers about marriage? Well, I'm just hoping to get them through the dating years. But stay with me, because conversations about marriage aren't something that should be ignored in the teen years. Marriage is an enormous commitment, and we parents generally do very little to prepare our children for it. And that's why I think it's best to weave healthy principles about marriage throughout a child's upbringing. Boys should be taught from a young age what it means to serve their wife, to honor her, and to treat her with dignity. Girls should learn the value of motherhood and how marriage can enhance her identity as a woman. Values like these have a positive impact on single young adults, which makes them better equipped to have a healthy dating life. And that means they'll be more likely to wait for the right relationship instead of jumping into the first thing that comes along. So don't wait until your kids are deeply entrenched in a romantic relationship before talking to them about marriage. Teach them throughout childhood how to have a healthy relationship so they'll be able to make good decisions when it counts. To help your kids' marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:51. High school playoff action got cranked up early again this week, and the Franklin Lions mauled Maypearl 51-13. Here's Zach Taylor with the rest of the high school football report.
The high school football playoff field has been whittled down a little bit since last week. A&M Consolidated, College Station, and St. Joe's all saw their seasons come to an end last weekend, but a couple of teams that did survive were the Bryan Vikings and Navasota Rattlers. For the Vikings, well, they'll take on Magnolia West tonight in the 5A area round out in Waller. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the matchup.
They're going to formation you. They're going to have certain plays. They're going to find a scheme that really gives you problems, and they do a good job of analyzing that before it, watching film, and then they'll come in with that plan. And if we've maybe taken something away or the defense, and they'll go back to what. So they just do a good job of analyzing what you're doing on defense and trying to make sure that they're not wasting plays, and that's what I think they're very efficient at.
Kickoff between the Vikes and Mustangs is at 7 o'clock, with pregame starting at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The top-ranked Navasota Rattlers carried their dominance over into the postseason last week, routing Needville 55-15 in Conroe. This week, they'll once again be at Buddy Moorhead Stadium, this time taking on a very familiar foe in the Chapel Hill Bulldogs. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
Yeah, and I told the kids on, when we went through our scouting report, you know, you look back to 2010, 2011, we were the big underdogs, but both of those games were a dogfight all the way till the end. Well, coming into this game, Chapel Hill's going to be the underdog. It doesn't matter. You can throw all that, the rankings out. You can throw the records out, because it is kind of a rivalry game. When we play Chapel Hill and Chapel Hill plays Navasota, it's always been a dogfight.
Rattlers pregame gets underway at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 on Navasota News 1550. Other second-round games going on this weekend, Norman G. takes on Lindsay and Ferris tonight. Iola faces Munster and Waxahachie. Rockdale plays Buna and Klein. And Cameron Yeo faces Teague and Waco. Kickoff time for all of those games is this evening at 7:30. Tomorrow, Brazos Christian and the Woodlands Christian will square off at noon in Anderson-Shiro. Remember, you can always follow all of your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that has been another postseason version of your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Tigler.
Thanks, Zach. It was A&M Football Media Day in preparation for the 53rd meeting of the Aggies and the Tigers in a series that dates back all the way to 1899. But this is the first year they're going to play it on Thanksgiving, and head coach Kevin Sumlin likes the Turkey Day tradition here in Aggieland.
Thanksgiving brings back a lot of memories for our fans. I know our fans are excited about it, what the traditional value is of a Thanksgiving, particularly night game. And Thanksgiving is a great time, is a traditional time for family, friends, and football. I think it's a great honor to be a part of not just sitting there watching somebody, but somebody's got to play. And why not us in a great venue, 100 and some thousand people at night? It's something to be excited about, something to be proud of, and I know our guys are excited to be playing on it.
Things got a little more serious during the press conference, and a large topic of discussion seems to be the injury bug that has plagued the Aggs. I asked Coach Sumlin how the health of the team was relative to the start of the season.
You know, we're a different team than at the beginning of the year. You know, you saw us play really since the last bye week, and at Auburn, we had a bunch of guys on the field that didn't even go to South Carolina, let alone play.
A week from today, A&M resumes its Turkey Day tradition, this time with LSU. Pregame at 5:30, kickoff at 6:30, and it's all here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M hoops were busy yesterday. They took on the Dayton Flyers, and Devin Scott tipped in a missed layup with 1 second remaining to give the Flyers the 55-53 win over Texas A&M. It was the opening game of the Puerto Rico tip-off, and here's Billy Kennedy after the tough loss.
It was a tough, hard-fought game. Thought Dayton just executed a little bit better in some special situations, and I need to do a better job of having our team prepared in those situations, underneath, out of bounds, and just some little things like that. And then you get that many offensive rebounds, you got to score.
Guys will try again against the College of Charlton this morning. Pregame at 10:30. The tip-off for this one is at 11. Back live from Puerto Rico on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Number 5 A&M soccer team looks to advance in the Sweet 16 for the 13th time in program history and the third consecutive season. They're going to host the Arizona Wildcats at Ellis tonight. It's the second meeting of the two teams. In the first, the teams drew to a 2-2 decision. Coach Guerrero sees the matchup as being polar opposite.
Whereas we try to put the ball down and pass and move, They don't. Their defense just knocks balls forward. They bypass the whole middle of the field. And they've got a couple of kids with flip throw-ins who can literally heave the ball 45 yards. And they've got several players at or above 6 feet tall.
Aggies are looking to extend numerous substantial streaks, including a 5-match win streak, a 4-match shutout streak, a 6-match NCAA championship home winning streak, and an 11-match undefeated streak. A&M Soccer is on 1620 AM. Pregame starts at 6:45. The match begins at 7. It is winner, winner, turkey dinner for the second year in a row for the white team. They won the Maroon and White Series 2-1, forcing the softball team players on the Maroon squad to cook them the annual holiday dinner. In the NFL's Thursday Night Football,
Reese to his right in the shotgun. Carr's going to throw, pumps, looks end zone, throws to the end zone, wide open! James Jones! Touchdown!
Oakland Raiders had their first victory in more than a year after Derek Carr's 9-yard touchdown pass with 1:42 left that gave them the 24-20 win over Kansas City. In the NHL, John Klingsberg, Cody Eakin, and Jason Spezza all scored in the third period to rally the Stars to a 3-1 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. And finally, several snowstorms in and around the Buffalo area that have dumped feet of snow have prompted the NFL to move the Bills game against the visiting New York Jets to Monday night, and they're actually going to play that one in Detroit. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Join us for pizza, Pepsi, and puppies this Saturday, November 22nd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Share the love. Dog adoption fees waived. Join us at Sterling Subaru, 205 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, bad news if you want a small ham for the holidays. Just letting you know. We'll tell you more about that later on today. But just remember, gas prices are going to be cheap.
Is this going to affect bacon?
No, it's not. No, just ham? No, that's pork bellies. That's a completely different part of the critter.
Don't throw a tease out there like that. Where you could be affecting bacon.
No, we never worry about bacon. Bacon will always be here.
I just had some bacon.
See, it's always there.
Yeah.
All right. Look for a high temperature today. Probably going to be about 67 or so. It's kind of drippy outside right now, and you better get used to it because we're going to have that for a while today. Look for, in fact, tomorrow, 90% chance of rain during the day, 80% chance tomorrow night. Temps, though, be pretty good. Right now, we're looking at 62. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.